This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Pastor Rick continues in a series called 40 Days of Love. In these lessons, he shows us how to achieve the goals of obedience to Christ and living a life of love on a day-to-day basis. In just a bit, we'll tell you how to get a DVD study kit of this series that's perfect for your individual study and also great to do with a small group of friends. You can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com right now while you listen. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called Loving Like Jesus Loves Me.
Now, the best way to learn anything is to learn by a model. When we see somebody else doing it, go, oh, that's how you do it. Okay, I got that. And we always learn faster, quicker, and deeper when somebody gives us an example. And who is the best example for love? Well, it's Jesus Christ. Jesus was the only person with perfect love, with a perfect understanding of relationships. There on your outline in John chapter 13, Jesus said, I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other in the same way that I have loved you. Circle in the same way. Jesus says, the way that I have modeled for you, the way I have loved you, I want you to pass that on to other people. So I'm the model, and the way I love you is how I want you to love other people. In fact, in the next verse, John 13, 15, he says, I've given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. Now, you can't fully understand how to love other people until first you understand how much God loves you. You cannot offer to other people what you don't possess yourself. You can't be gracious to others if you haven't felt God's grace. You can't be merciful to others if you haven't felt God's mercy. You can't be loving to others unless you understand how much God loves you. And when you get that, when you feel it, when you understand the incredible, audacious, indescribable love that God has for you, and you feel it in your life, then you're going to be a whole lot more loving of other people. It's going to be a whole lot easier for you to love other people. So today we're going to do two things. Number one, we're going to look at how much God really does love you. And I really want you to experience this today. And then second, we're going to look at how God wants you to pass it on to other people. So let's get right into it. We're going to look at four ways that Jesus loves you. Number one, first, I must accept others the way Jesus accepts me. I must accept others, other people, the way Jesus accepts me. Followers of Jesus ought to be the most accepting people in the world. Now, the fact is, the deepest wounds you've ever had in your life, bar none, are the wounds of rejection. Those are the things that hurt you the most. When you've been rejected, when somebody's put you down, maybe you've been betrayed, maybe you've been belittled, maybe you've been told that you are worthless or not worth anything, or you're never going to mount anything. And in those deep wounds of rejection are your deepest hurts. And we've all had them. You've had them from parents. You've had them from peers on the playground. You've had them from partners. You may have had them from a former spouse. You've had them from professionals in your career. Everybody experiences rejection in life. And we spend most of our lives trying to avoid it. In fact, most of what you do is a combination of trying to be accepted by other people and trying to avoid rejection. It affects everything. It affects the kind of clothes you wear. You don't want to be rejected. It affects the way you style your hair. It affects the kind of car you drive, the career you choose, how you relate to other people. Everything in your life is touched in some way by the fear of I don't want to be rejected and the desire of I want to be accepted. In fact, people will do crazy, crazy things in order to be accepted. Have you noticed this? Do you remember when you were a kid? Have you ever been dared to do something you really didn't want to do, but you also wanted to fit in? And I say, I dare you to do this. And you really didn't want to do it, but more than anything else, you didn't want to be rejected. You wanted to be accepted. You wanted to be in the group. So you did it anyway. Now, there is this myth out there that if I could just be perfect, then everybody would love me. If I could just be perfect, if I never did anything wrong, and if I don't let anybody, even if I am imperfect, if I don't show any imperfections, then everybody's going to love me, and nobody's going to reject me, and everybody's going to accept me. Well, friends, that's just wrong, because Jesus was perfect, and they nailed him to a cross. No matter what you do, I hate to tell you this, somebody's not going to like you. No matter what you do, somebody's going to disagree. Somebody is going to reject you. So the starting point in learning to love other people is you have to realize how much God accepts you. How does Jesus love you? Well, look at this first verse in your outline. Let's read it together aloud. John chapter 6. The Father gives me my people, and every one of them will come to me, and I will always accept them. Circle that always. That means all the time. Jesus says, I will always, 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 always accept them. It's not a conditional acceptance. He says, I will always accept you. Now, you know, here at church, we talk a lot about accepting Jesus. And you've probably heard this phrase, have you accepted Jesus? Have you accepted Christ into your life? Have you accepted the Lord? And maybe you've done that. Maybe you've accepted Jesus into your life. Have you ever realized that he's accepted you? I mean, you can be a Christian, you can be a follower of Jesus all your life and never really feel accepted by God. You feel like God's always putting you down, that God's always blaming you, that God's always on your case, that no matter what you do, it's not good enough. See, where that comes from is not from God, it comes from unpleasable parents. Many people grew up with unpleasable parents. Everybody grew up with conditional love because nobody loves unconditionally all the time. And we learn love like, well, I love you if you do these things, and I love you because you do these things. And so we learn conditional love. But God says, no, I just love you, period. I don't love you because of who you are, but because who I am. Not because of what you do, but because of what I've done. Not because of your conduct, but because of my character. And so we have to learn to love the way God loves us. And God says, I love you unconditionally. I will always accept you. And that's hard because, again, many of you grew up with unpleasable parents. And no matter what you did, it wasn't good enough. And if you got C's on your report card, they wanted B's. And if you got B's, they wanted A's. And if you got A's, they wanted straight A's. And no matter what it was, you just always felt like, I'm not measuring up to Dad's expectations. I'm not measuring up to Mom's expectations. I'm just a big disappointment. And they let you know in certain and uncertain ways that you were a disappointment. And even today as a grown adult, you're still trying to earn the approval of unpleasable parents. In fact, your parents may be dead. And in your mind, you're still trying to, I'm going to show them. I'm going to show them that I'm valuable, that I'm acceptable, that I'm worthwhile. Let me just say something to you as your pastor, as your friend, as somebody who loves you. If you haven't got your parents' approval by now, you aren't going to get it. I'm sorry to tell you that. It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them. Hurt people hurt people. But if you haven't got your parents' approval by now, you're not going to get it. But here's the good news. You don't need it to be happy. You don't need it to be happy. There are 6.5 billion people in the world. If two people don't like you, so what? I like you. I like you. God likes you. The other people who like you, okay? You know what? You just don't. If two unpleasable parents say no, well, I can find a whole lot of other people who will say yes. Now, the Bible says this. Even if my mother and father forsake me, the Lord will receive me. That's how much God loves you. He says, I'm going to accept you no matter what. In fact, look at how he does it in the next verse, Titus 3:7. Jesus treated us much better than we deserve. He made us acceptable. He made us acceptable to God, and he gave us the hope of eternal life. Now, how does he make us acceptable? Just by his grace? He just says, you're acceptable. It's not that you changed. It's not that you got any better. It's not that you were perfect. It's not that you never sinned. No, you're going to sin the rest of your life. He just says, I'm going to make you acceptable by my grace. It's not based on performance. Now, God wants you to do that with other people, but one of the problems is most people don't know the difference between acceptance and approval. Very, very different. Jesus Christ accepts you completely. He loves you and accepts you. That doesn't mean he approves of everything you do. No, he doesn't do that. But he accepts you, and you can accept someone without approving of what they do, without approving of their lifestyle, without approving of the way they're living. Good examples. One day Jesus is walking down the street and some religious leaders who were trying to trap Jesus, they caught this woman in the act of adultery. It's interesting they didn't catch the guy. Usually it seems like there's two. Maybe it was different 2,000 years ago, but it usually takes two. But it says they caught the woman in the act of adultery. And they bring her before Jesus and they throw her down before Jesus. So this woman was caught cheating on her husband. What are you going to do about it, Jesus? And you know this famous story. Jesus looks at all of the accusers and he says, okay, all right. Anybody who has never sinned, you get to throw the first stone. And of course, they all start going away. Now, what is Jesus doing here? He's giving acceptance, not approval. He didn't approve what she was doing. But the first thing Jesus did is he defended her dignity. He said, I'm not going to let anybody treat a woman like that. I don't care what she's done. And he says, okay, anybody of you who've done it, get it. You get to, and they all leave. He defends her dignity. Which, by the way, when you come to Jesus Christ and you got messed up in your life, you got sins and faults and failures and mistakes, he's not going to go, see, I told you so. He's going to defend your dignity. He accepts you. And then in the private one-on-one moment, after everybody's gone, in a personal moment with Jesus, he looks at this woman and he says, where are your attackers? And she says, they're all gone, Lord. He says, well, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. That's it? That's all he's going to say? He says, I don't condemn you either. Just don't do it anymore. I mean, if it had been me, I'd pull out my 8-point sermon on adultery. Let me tell you why you're evil, wicked, mean, bad, and nasty. You shouldn't do this. It hurt you. It hurt him. It hurt them. It hurt your kids. Now, let me tell you all the reasons. You know what I've discovered? You don't have to make people feel guilty. So I don't waste any time here at Saddleback trying to make people feel guilty. Why? Because we already do. I don't measure up to my own standards, much less God's, and so I don't need anybody. If I've had 15 wrecks in a car, I don't wake up on Sunday morning and go, hey, honey, let's drive up to Santa Ana Courthouse and let the judge tell us what bad drivers we are. No, that doesn't do any good. I want somebody to teach me how to be a better driver. I want somebody to save me from myself. So when you come to Jesus with all your sins and your mistakes and your faults and your failures, he doesn't go, yeah, you're right. No, he defends your dignity. And then he says, hey, you know better than that. You're better than that. Don't do that anymore. That's it. He doesn't go in and say, pound you into the ground. And so Jesus, he didn't approve of what she'd been doing, but he did accept her. And that's what you need to do with other people around you. You don't have to go around approving of everything everybody does. I don't even approve of everything I do. But you do have to accept them because that is a mark of love. And the Bible says that God chose to accept us. He chose to accept us. And he made us acceptable to God. Now, being chosen is a great thrill. It really does a lot for your self-esteem. If you remember when you were a kid, the last thing you wanted to do was be the last person chosen on a team. When they were picking up sides, you go, oh God, please don't let me be the last person chosen. And if you were one of the few fortunate that got chosen first on a team, you're going, I'm pretty hot stuff. I got chosen first. You see, I have a pretty good self-confidence. I'm I'm a pretty good, confident person. You know why? Because I was chosen by Kay Warren. Out of all the men on the earth, she chose me. Too bad for you guys. But Kay Warren chose me. And that makes my spirit soar. She looks at me and goes, that guy is a hunk of burning love. Okay? And that makes my confidence soar. And when God chooses you, it makes your confidence soar. You go, wait a minute, God chose me? Yeah. God says, I accept you. I love you. I created you. I sent Jesus to die for you. I chose you. I put my spirit in you. You matter to me. So it really doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. I mean, as I've said many times, if God likes me and I like me, you don't like me, what's your problem? That's where confidence comes from, not by listening to the approval of other people, but by listening to what God says about you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together, but first, if you missed anything, just go to PastorRick.com to listen online anytime or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. One of the main reasons Pastor Rick started Daily Hope was to reach as many people as possible with the hope of Jesus Christ. And because of your prayers and donations, we're now reaching over 14 million people a month. But there are still many, many more people that need to hear the good news. Would you prayerfully consider giving a gift to Daily Hope today to help reach even more people for Jesus Christ? And when you do, we'll send you Pastor Rick's 40 Days of Love study kit to say thanks for your support of this ministry. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Jesus says that the two most important things you can do while you're here on earth are to love God with all your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, life is all about love. Now, as believers, it's not just enough to talk about love or to read about love or to discuss love. We must show it. We must exhibit it by the way we treat other people. Now, the Bible says that we do this. We learn to be genuinely loving people by relying on the love that God has for us. That's why I've put together a 6-session study kit called 40 Days of Love. It includes a study guide and a 6-session DVD that will teach you the habits of a loving heart. Now, you can go through it by yourself, but really, how are you going to learn to love by yourself? You need to do it in a small group with 2 or 3 friends or even more. Just get some friends and some neighbors and say, let's learn how to really love. And let's study this together for 40 days. Now, 40 Days of Love is going to teach you why love matters most more than anything else. And it's going to teach you what the Bible means when it says that love is patient and love is kind and love speaks the truth. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Love is forgiving. Now, I want to tell you something. This is a life-changing study. It changed my life when I did it. And it's going to change your life and those that you share it with. And if you really want to grow spiritually, you've got to learn how to love. Now, this month, we're offering the 40 Days of Love study kit for a financial gift to Daily Hope Ministries. I want everybody to be able to enjoy this study, so all I ask is that you help support Daily Hope Ministries. Now, I know some of you can afford a little bit more than others, and I appreciate that. It helps us keep on the air and helps us spread the message to other stations. But some of you, you're going through tough times and you don't have a whole lot. That's okay. I know you work hard for what you earn. I promise that whatever you give, no matter how large or small, that every cent that you send in to support Daily Hope goes right back into the ministry. I do this ministry for free. I take no money from it. And so you can be certain that any gift you give is helping spread the hope we have in Christ here at home and even all around the world.
Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with 2 R's in the middle, or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.